I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1298, Use Your Words. You've heard that much of our communication is nonverbal, and it's important to pay attention to those clues as people are communicating to us with their bodies, their facial expression, the posture of their hands, their open gestures, and so much more communicates a lot. But that doesn't mean words aren't important. Of course they are. In fact, what parent hasn't said to a child who is whining or stomping their feet or rolling around on the ground or punching someone else, "Just use your words"? Let's talk today about a misunderstanding of our silent witness. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us the greatest two commandments are loving God and loving others. And here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? And that includes our words. Elton Trueblood, in Confronting Christ, writes, "There are people who say they don't need to make a vocal witness because, as they express it, they just let their lives speak. This appears as humility, but is really self-righteousness. No person's life is good enough to speak with any adequacy." Okay, but what do we do about the famous quote that's attributed to St. Francis? "Preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words." In the book, A Year of Slowing Down, the author helps us reconcile those two concepts. Trueblood exposes the presumption that underlies such a statement. How will someone who knows nothing of the gospel figure out that our kindness, care, and goodness are fruits of communion with Christ without words that bear witness to this reality? Of course, my way of life needs to harmonize with my verbal witness to the goodness, beauty, and truth of God's kingdom. But even at my best, the witness of my life doesn't say much about the good I do being fruit of God's kingdom. The life of Jesus was perfectly good, but he still proclaimed the good news of the kingdom in both word and deed. He invites us to bear witness to what we have seen and heard in him. Okay, for me, that last example nails it. Even Jesus did both. He didn't just come and show what a good person he is. He taught. He preached, he interacted and conversed with people about why he was doing what he was doing. He told us what's what. He didn't just assume that we would get it by watching his perfect life in action. Here's the great question. In what ways have you hid behind the "I just let my life be my witness" idea? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you've transformed me, and I want my life to be a living example of your grace, mercy, and love. Lord, let my actions and choices reflect the change that you brought into my life, so others may see your work in me and be drawn closer to you. But Father, I confess that at times I'm afraid to share the message of Jesus with others. I ask for your strength and courage to overcome this fear. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I may boldly and lovingly proclaim the good news of Jesus to those who need to hear it. Help me to see opportunities to share your love and truth with others in my daily life. Open doors for me to speak about Jesus, and grant me the wisdom to do so in a way that is compelling and respectful. Lord, I surrender my fears and doubts to you, trusting that you will equip me for the task of both being a living example of your work in me and a fearless messenger of your gospel. Use me as your instrument, Father, to bring others into the knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the salvation he offers. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1299. And in the meantime, I hope you see today that it's not one or the other, it's both. It is our words and it is our life. But if we only have a good life as our witness, it doesn't really point to Jesus. It actually points to us. So today, as you walk through the world, be open to the opportunities the Holy Spirit gives you. To both live your life in such a way that shows who Jesus is, but also to use your words to remove all doubt. So people will know the good news and the changed life is not just your doing. It comes because of God's work in you. When we witness today, please use your words.